Lot of bottlenecks for rush hour this morning. Let's get a live update now from Bob Rager with the Maryland State Highway Administration. Bob, tell us first off what you guys are concentrating on right now.
Well, good morning, Deborah and Bruce. It's hard to believe it's still morning. We, I got to say, I think, you know, your traffic department, Bob Marburg, said it better than anybody, and that is we can't have a normal rush hour until we have full capacity, and we are not there yet. So we are still concentrating on pushing snow back off the rest of the lanes, shoulders, merge areas, ramps, and those kinds of things.
Yeah, one of the big problems this morning was a disappearing lanes that were all over the place. You know, things move steadily, and then all of a sudden a travel lane disappears under snow. River Road in Bethesda, a prime example. How soon will you be able to get in there and clean things up?
You know, Bruce, it's hard to put a time on this. I think a good way to look at it, maybe a good perspective for all your listeners, is to look around your neighborhood, look around the shopping centers, the work areas. You can see the parking lots. There are some places where you can park, but with all that snow piled up, you don't have full capacity for the parking yet. And if you kind of take that picture and extrapolate it out to the highways and the primary routes, I think you get a good idea for what we're facing. It's going to take a couple of days yet to clear everything out. So I would think tomorrow, Friday yet, we're still going to be doing ramps in the merge areas and that. So it's going to take a little while yet.
A lot of the main roads are down to one lane. And for commuters, especially where schools start to open, that's going to be quite challenging because of the fact that there are buses that are using those roads. There's nowhere for them to pull over. So when they stop, it backs up traffic for miles.
Sure, and not just the bus. I mean, we're worried about the interaction of, you know, with the vehicles and the pedestrians everywhere, because even when we get a lot of the roads opened up, get everything pretty much opened up in the next couple of days, it's still going to take a while longer to get sidewalk access everywhere. So, yeah, I mean, the kids, pedestrians, you've got to watch out for the cars. And, again, I think it's something that Bob Marburg had mentioned. Take off the headphones. You really got to pay attention as a pedestrian out there. And as a motorist, you got to watch for pets crossing in areas where you wouldn't normally expect them.
You know, Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett said yesterday he was disappointed in the job the state did. What kind of interaction have you had with the counties?
We work with them throughout the storm, of course, but our Dean State Highway, our primary focus is always going to be to focus on the state number routes. That's what we maintain, about 17,000 lane miles. You know, we're taking care of that first. I think we're all in the same boat with this, the state, the counties, the cities, and that there is just so much snow and it takes so long to move it out of the way that I think everybody's a little frustrated right now.
All right, so you think a couple more days, hopefully by the end of the week then, we should see down to pavement in most places?
Couple more days, and I'll tell you, during these next couple of days from the weather forecasts we're hearing, we're going to get a lot of melting during the day, temperatures above freezing, but we're going to see them drop back to freezing at night, and what's going to happen during the day is the salt we put down, some of that's going to wash off the roads. We're going to be putting it back out there, of course, all the time, but you have to be prepared and expect some icy patches out there no matter where you are.
All right, well, come on, spring. Take it easy, Bob.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Never
appreciate it. Bob Rager with Maryland State Highways.
It's now 11:14.
Attention, business owners. Now's the time to save with the Comcast Business Switch and Save event.